when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
I find my feet down on Main Street and the best shoes for shoes and accessories. I love that place. Sharon Beam in the studio, a Main Street Spotlight. How are you?
I'm great, my friend. How are you?
Good. So good to see your beautiful smiling face this morning.
Thank you.
We're going to talk shoes and everything in between. I'm loving all the posts you guys have been putting out at Boar's Shoes and Accessory. All the great styles. When we talked a few months ago, you said you were going to a shoe show, which I thought was phenomenal. But you just come back from one and you were seeing a lot of wedges. You're like, that's going to be the thing. That's going to be the thing. I'm like, okay. And then you started sharing these shoes on the Facebook page, and it is, wedge is the way to go this year.
Wedge is the thing. We've gone back to the 70s. You know, it is the trend. It's the style. Plus, it's great for your feet because it gives you excellent support. People are loving it.
It does, and they're easier to walk in than an actual, like, high heel. How long have you been with Boar's, and tell us your story?
This is my 25th year with Boar's. Boar's has been in business, actually, for 145 years in downtown Grand Haven. I started 25 years ago. I was a blueberry grower with my husband, and I had been doing that for 8 years with him and missed, quite honestly, being with people more. I mean, I love the harvest part of it, but when we'd get into the regular maintenance part of the farm, I really missed being with people, and I loved shoes. So I was like their number one customer. And at that time, my friend Mary Crum was the manager, and she said, Roger, the former owner, needed a part-time fill-in person, and I'd be perfect. So I went out for coffee with Roger. We chatted. I told him that as long as the farm came first, I was his girl, never asked how much I was going to get paid an hour, just wanted to know if there was a discount. And 25 years later, I co-own the store with my partner, Kathy.
I love this. Now, you also sell accessories, too.
We sell accessories. We sell clothing. The spring clothing this year is to die for. Handbags. I'm actually going to Holland this afternoon to pick out fresh jewelry for spring.
Oh, boy. I love this. And, you know, I mean, you're fitting people with shoes. You're fitting children's children now. Am I right? Are we talking third generation now?
Yeah, absolutely. Most definitely. And kind of what's sort of awe-inspiring is that for those of you who know me in the community, I am the Skodak girl's grandmother, or Mimi. And my three oldest granddaughters are like between 15 and 21. Our two youngest ones are 10 and 6. The older one, the 10-year-old, is just thrilled because she has now grown into Mimi-sized shoes. And trust me, she made good use of that this winter, getting new shoes.
Oh, I love it. What person doesn't love shoes? And your husband is here, Howard, but he doesn't want to talk on the mic, but you said he has more shoes than you do.
He does have more shoes than I do.
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, he's got an extensive shoe collection.
And it's interesting how the style of shoes have changed, but for me, it's all about high quality, because you buy a nice shoe, it lasts for years.
It does. And you know what's really also nice, Mary Ellen, is that it's not just the high quality, but we now have comfort with excellent fashion. You know, it used to be, you and I remember the days where it was either a Franco Sarto, which had great fashion, and an SAS shoe.
Yeah.
And I always joke around because my mother was in retail, and when my mother was my age, the only alternative for her was an SAS shoe. And I used to look at her and think, I am never wearing those shoes. And I can still say that today because of how the trend of our industry has been. I can wear great, comfortable shoes and still look fashion forward.
What's an SAS shoe?
An SAS shoe, they're made in Texas in the United States. And they're... They're an unsightly shoe.
To our audience, I'm going to give you a visual. They come in a beige.
Yes.
That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Beige and black are the... and white.
My mom wore them at the hospital.
There you go.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
An SAS shoe. Oh, my gosh. You know, and you do a lot for the community. You know, you always step up to the plate to volunteer for different events. Tell me how, you know, Grand Haven Main Street, the Downtown Development Authority, why is it so important for the downtown, and how are you involved with them?
So I'm not quite as involved as I used to be. I was actually the first female chair at one point. I was the chair for 3 years for the Grand Haven Main Street, and I'm grateful that I was able to kind of like break that glass ceiling to get more women involved in Main Street, because when I first came on the board, Reba Bolt was the only woman who had been on the board. So I was the second woman and kind of worked my way up to being the chair. But Grand Haven Main Street is in charge, so I always remind my fellow merchants, it's Main Street's responsibility to keep the vibrancy in our downtown and keep maintain the history of our downtown, because you don't ever want to lose that, right? It's really easy to move forward and forget. You know, my friend Ken Forms will always say, we are who we are because of who they were. And we don't ever want to lose that here in Grand Haven community, whether you're, you know, I mean, the whole Tri-Cities, we are who we are because of who they were.
Right.
And so the Main Street, you know, they have their different committees. I was always spearheaded in the promotions committee, and I always tell people, just like this past weekend with Girls on the Grand,
yeah,
it is Main Street's responsibility to put the boots on the sidewalk. It is my job as a retailer to bring those boots inside my store.
Gotcha.
And, you know, Main Street makes it very easy for us. They are always mainly during the shoulder season, because that is the one thing I think if we are weak in this community is reminding people that we are a year-round downtown. We're not just about summer. We're not about the tourists. I always tell people Boers would not have been downtown for 45 years if it were dependent on the tourists. It is all about this community supporting, buying and shopping and supporting local.
That is a fact, and I love it when people will say to me, where'd you get those shoes? Boers. Okay, Coast Guard Festival, 100 years.
100 years, and the staff is just gearing up. The board, we've got some great things coming down the pike. All I can say is when the tickets go on sale, you need to be in line because it's the best lineup ever. And, of course, people know about the drone show that's going to happen on Friday and Saturday night. It's going to be spectacular.
It is going to be spectacular. I was thinking, do you still sell a lot of Hey Dudes, don't you?
No, we don't.
You don't? Okay.
No. Hey Dude has kind of taken a little bit of a turn.
I thought so, too. Yeah. I don't wear them anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. You used to be my best Hey Dude customer. Yeah. I used to love that.
Well, I bring that up because I think it would be really cool if you could have some kind of like canvas shoe that maybe had stars and stripes or fireworks for the Coast Guard or boats or something.
It would be. Yeah. Yeah. One time, years ago, we actually provided our dignitaries, our official party, when they came in, and the Coast Guard board with Birkenstock made red, white, and blue stars and stripe Birkenstock.
You're
Arizona.
Kidding me.
No, and some of the Mike Fritz still wears his Birkenstock. You'll see him in the parade with his. But yeah, they used to see those all over town for many years.
I had no idea. And now I've got on my computer here, I've got the SAS shoes. I'm glad I asked what those were, because beige shoes, and they wear them in the cafeteria. We'll leave it at that.
Amen.
Or at the hospital.
Yes.
Anything else you can tell us about Boers shoes?
No, we are stocked with great spring and summer fashions from top to bottom. And so come on in. It's a spectacular year. I was just telling Mary Ellen, my partner Kathy and I, along with our husbands, just got back from Atlanta, Georgia, to the big national shoe show. And I'm going to give you a little teaser.
Please do.
Fall's going to be phenomenal.
Fall will be phenomenal. I want to go to a shoe show with you. That would be so much fun.
Oh, we would love to have you come with us sometime.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That would be so much fun. Thanks for being here. And you can head to their website as well, boers.com. Sharon Beam, I so appreciate you being here.
Another thanks
Main
for
Street
having
Spotlight.
Us. Go, go, go. Everything's waiting.